So we're blessed. As you know, we've been going through the book of Ephesians, and it's just loaded with wonderful stuff for us, encouragement. And if you haven't got a chance to read, I encourage you to read the book of Ephesians. But today we're blessed. Alan Dowse is going to come and share with us on Ephesians chapter 5, the second half. So God bless. Let's hear it for Alan.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Everybody doing all right today? We're in the book of Ephesians, in case you didn't know. We've got all this modern technology today, so how many have a Bible app on your phone? If you actually have a Bible app on your phone that you can actually look at the scripture, show it to me, okay, all right, that's good. How many actually brought your Bible today? Oh, wow, that's about 50-50. That's pretty awesome. So we are on Ephesians 5, 17 through 33. As I was praying about what to share, I felt we were supposed to go a little bit old school this morning. That's all you're going to have up there for the projection system. That's it. All right, so you don't need to keep looking to see what's changing, and I'm not going to be pointing and clicking because there's nothing else up there. That's it. So I want you to get in your Bible or on your phone, Ephesians. So get it up. Get it going. Click on what you need to do. Turn to Ephesians. That's where we're going to be mostly at today, Ephesians. We're going to start off with Ephesians 5:33. Ephesians 5:33. Actually, sometimes it's a little quicker on the phone app than it is when your pages stick together. So when I first got these scriptures, I went, great. This is the part that all the husbands and wives will, what's he going to say about this? What's he going to say about that? So let's go to Ephesians 5:33. I want to thank church leadership, Pastor Perry and Lois, for allowing me to share this morning. Maybe they'll say the same thing after I'm done. Ephesians 5:33. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. In sports, a lot of times you'll hear coaches say, we need to get back to the basics. This is the basics for your marriage. If you don't have this done, you can go to 100 marriage seminars, 100 weekends, read 1,000 books. If you don't have husband, love your wife. Wife, respect your husband. If you don't have those basics down, you can't move forward. You can take all this stuff, but you're still not doing the basics right. So you got to have these things. I need two ushers to come forward real quick. Two ushers. Come on up here. Hurry. All right. Everybody gets a notepad. Here's a notepad. Here's a couple patches of ink pens. Everybody look around. Make sure you got an ink pen. If you don't, they got them. And everybody needs to come forward. If you aren't able, look around. Get a neighbor to help you. Everybody come get a piece of paper. Hurry. You got 2 minutes. Go. Need a pen, paper. I'm going to time you. Here we go. Let's go. Hurry. Let's move. Come on. We're running. Burning daylight. Come on. Jesus is coming. Come on. Hurry up. Let's go. Come on. Tear them off. Come on. Help each other out. Hurry up. Come on. 2 minutes. You've already blown 12 seconds. Come on. Hurry. Faster. Somebody help them out. Come on. Hurry. Everybody needs a piece of paper. A pen. Come on. Everybody. Every person. If you're sitting down there and you don't have it, you got to come up and get one, or they got to bring them to you. Hurry up. Come on. Let's go. Hurry up. Come on. Come on. Faster. Hurry up. You got a minute and a half yet. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Hurry. Come on. Peel them off. Just rip them off. There's 100 on each one. I know there's not 200 people here. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Four. Come on. Yep. There you go. Get what you need. 1 minute down. 1 minute to go. Let's go. Come on. Everybody got one? Make sure if somebody needs it, you help them out. Help out your neighbor. Help out your neighbor. Everybody get one. I said we could do this in 2 minutes. We're burning out almost. Come on, 45 seconds. Let's go, go, go. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, there we go. Almost done, almost done. Hurry, hurry. Come on, come on. Uh-oh, 30 seconds, 30 seconds. 30 seconds, we're almost done. Can we do it in 2 minutes? I think we can. I think we can. Maybe. Oh, peel them off, peel them off. Let's go, go, go. Hurry, hurry. 20 seconds, 20 seconds. Everybody got one? Each usher needs one. You got one? You got one? All right. Everybody got them? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, done. 2 minutes. Nice job. Give yourself a hand. Good job. Good job. All right. Everybody, write your name on the top of the paper. Write your name on the top of the paper. And I got to see it. I'm going to make sure you can write. All right. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Come on. Show it to me. Once you get done, show me your paper. Show me your paper. Everybody got your name on there? Hey, all right. All right. That's good. Good. You're following good. You're doing great. If you're a husband, write on there, love my wife. If you're a husband, write on there, love my wife. If you're a wife, I want you to write on there, respect my husband. Respect my husband. If you're not married, I want you to write on there, serve God. Serve God. Everybody got it down? Husbands, love my wife. Wife, respect my husband. If you're not married, serve God. Now show it to me. Did y'all write it down? Got it? Hey. All right. I could have had one of these at every one of your places. I could have had an ink pen at every one of your places. So we wouldn't have had to do all that. Does my lack of being prepared make an emergency on your part? I tried, didn't I? So does my lack of not being prepared make an emergency on your part? It really shouldn't, should it? It really shouldn't. But sometimes people invoke that on us. How'd it make you feel? Uncomfortable? Are you kidding me? This is like back in the Methodist church. I just got done standing up. Now I got to sit down. Now I got to stand up again. Are you kidding me? Don't he know how to run a projection system? He should have had it up there. Why do we got to have all this written down? This is ridiculous. Could have made you feel that way. Couldn't it? It's your choice on how you want to feel. Now, if you know this, join in with me. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now raise your hands up one more time. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Soaking in a little bit. Is that better? Is that better? Anytime we can come into the presence of God, it makes things better. We as a Christian have that available to us 24/7. But we don't tap into it. I know I sure don't. 24/7. There's an extra power that Christians have. an extra power that we can pull on, that Holy Spirit that lives inside of us daily by daily, that we can jump in on that and say, okay, I don't like this situation, but we can do this better. So if you're writing down points, point A, husbands love your wife, wife respect your husband, serve God. You should already have that on there. You can put a point A beside that. 2 Corinthians 5:21, if you want to look that up, it says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We might become. So there's a chance, right? It means we can become the righteousness of God. It's a process, though. It's a process. I can guarantee you, I have not arrived. It's a process to become the righteousness of God. But as a Christian, it should be our goal. It should be our goal that I want to become the righteousness of God. It's a process we have to work at. It's not going to come easy. Next is Ephesians 5:20. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Point B, be thankful, be thankful, be thankful. Write it down three times. Be thankful, be thankful, be thankful. A thankful heart makes every situation better. A thankful heart makes everything change. So I told you a few things that you could have said when I made you run up here. Somebody could have said, I am so thankful I can walk up there. I can walk up there. I'm thankful. I can walk. Number two, you could have said, I can read and write. I actually had the privilege of living in a country that I learned how to read and write. And my parents helped me as a young child on how to read and how to write. I could write, I could see that, and I could write that down. I could write my name on there. You could have said, I can breathe. I have the lungs, I have the air in my lungs that I can walk up there and get that piece of paper and come back down. Last week you could have said, I'm alive. I'm alive today. If I was alive, I could not do that. I could not do that. So be thankful, be thankful, be thankful. Ephesians 5:19. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. I'm going to focus on speaking to one another. Anybody ever hear the Great Commission? Matthew 16:15. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Go into all the world. Some of you may have heard that my Uncle Bill, that was a missionary in Ecuador for 50 years, passed away. So 2 weeks ago, Kathy and I got to go up to his memorial service, and they had folks from the mission that he was with actually come and just give him, you know, honor for his 50 years of service. And he still was about salvation. They go to a church called the Chapel up in St. Joe, Michigan. And as the pastor was given the message, he said, not very long ago, I got a letter from Dr. Bill, and he said, you need to have more altar calls. You need to have more altar calls so people can come and get saved. You need to have more altar calls. It's like 50 years of service, but if you want some encouragement, Pastor, make opportunity for more people to get saved. More people to get saved. So the point C is going to be, you can write this down, the only thing we can control in day-to-day situations is our attitude. That's the only thing we can control. Good things happen to bad people. Bad things happen to good people. Jeffrey's going to help me out. Come up here, Jeffrey. Let's give Jeffrey a hand. He said he'd give me a hand. All right. All right, here's my friend Jeffrey. Thank you. Appreciate you coming up. Everybody remember this story of David and Goliath? The Bible tells us that Goliath was 9 foot tall. Most scholars think David was about 5'6", 5'8". This is about what it looked like. This is pretty much what it looked like. Attitude. David had two choices. David could have said, oh my goodness, that guy's going to stomp me like a bug. I'm out of here. But David had a couple things going for him. He had a couple things up here. And he had something in here. I shared this with someone earlier on a Bible study, and they go, I didn't know that. David had already killed a lion and a bear. Read 1 Samuel. David already killed a lion and a bear. It says that he even chased them down and took the animal out of their mouth. Without a gun, anybody here ever kill a lion and a bear? Anybody? Huh? Anybody want to kill a lion or bear without a gun? No. Without a gun, he killed a lion and a bear, took the lamb out of his mouth, and rescued it. That's pretty big, folks. Yeah, the lamb was thankful. But he also had in here the Almighty God who he served. The creator of the heavens and the earth was inside of David. And when Goliath come at him, his attitude was, he is so big and slow, how can I miss? He is so big and slow, how can I miss? Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That's the attitude David had. I killed a lion and a bear. I took a lamb out of their mouth. That guy's nothing. Come on. Let's go. Let's get it on. Take him out. Oh my goodness, he's going to kill me. I need to run and go find my mom. No, he is so big and slow. How can I miss? All comes down to attitude. All comes down to what kind of attitude are we going to have? Ephesians 5. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. That's point D. Do not be foolish. Understand God's will. Do not be foolish. Understand God's will. That's point D. God is omnipotent. What does omnipotent mean? It means unlimited power, able to do anything, and knows all things. God is also omnipresent, which means he's present in all places. And I feel Psalms 139, 1 through 10 explains that the best. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. O Lord, you hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. So God is omnipotent and omnipresent. Newsflash. Satan is not omnipotent. Satan is not omnipotent. Satan is only present where we open the door. He's only present where we open the door. He's not allowed in where we don't want him. Satan does not know all things. Satan does not know all things. He doesn't know too much about anything, but he knows how to deceive. He knows about that pretty good. Maybe you've heard someone say this. I know I have, and I may have even said this myself. Boy, I must be doing something right because Satan sure is attacking me. You ever hear anybody say that? boy, all the stuff I'm going through, I must be doing some good stuff because Satan sure is attacking me. And I know in my life, and I challenge every one of you, in your life, if you've thought that, if you really dig into it, 90% of the time it's because you made a dumb choice. Or you didn't listen to God. I know that's it for my case. I should have listened to God. Because I'm in this situation because I didn't stop and hear what God had to say. So I challenge you, don't say that. John 10:10. The thief wants to, Satan wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I want to come that you might have life and have it to the full. I believe that we give Satan way too much ammunition from our own mouth. We're talking to husbands and wives, right? I wish my wife respected me like she respects him. Boy, I wish look how that guy loves his wife. I wish my husband loved me like that. You're giving him ammunition. Now he knows what you're thinking. Don't give him ammunition. As many of you know, I'm not a computer wizard. But I actually this week, now with our new printer, before I would get emails on my phone email, and I'd have to send it to my work email so I could print it. Now we have a wireless printer, and I walked up to the front and said, look here, ladies, I printed this from my phone. And so they were impressed. I had to have someone help me the first time. But I did it this time was the first time I did it all by myself. But I've found myself sometimes going, I am so stupid. Why did I do that? Don't say that. I'm a born-again servant of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the guy that rode in on a donkey and even the rocks were going to cry out. That's who I serve. Psalms 138:8 says, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. That means completion. Have you fulfilled God's purpose for you? As long as we're living and breathing, we haven't. We haven't. Talked to my brother Art this morning. I said, did you have any help mowing that yard yesterday? Did you do it all yourself? Did it all myself. Thank you, Art. It looked awesome out there. Thank you. It's like, that looked great out there. He said, sure do like that zero turn. It used to take me 4.5 hours. Now it's only 3. He's out there serving. He hasn't fulfilled the purpose of God in his life. He's like, this is something I can do. I want to help out. 1 Peter 2:2-3 says, like newborn babies, crave spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Grow up into the fullness of your salvation. Alan has to grow up into the fullness that God's called for him to do. And that's a daily walk, but also it's looking out to see what the future has too, to plan for stuff. If you don't plan for anything, you'll never accomplish anything if you don't make some kind of goals or some kind of plans. You've got to have something to point to. So if you forgot something, point A was if you're a husband, you're supposed to write down love your wife. If you're a wife, you're supposed to write down respect your husband. If you're not married, you're supposed to have serve God. Point B is be thankful. C was the only thing I can control is my attitude. Remember David. David had an attitude. D is do not be foolish. Understand God's will. Do not be foolish. Understand God's will. I could have a musician come forward and personal ministry team if you can come forward. As a young man, middle school age, I went to a church camp in Virginia. And if you remember, Mom and Dad Wiley ran a thing called Ambassadors for Christ. There was 150 kids at this church camp, 150 kids. And when Dad Wiley was in his 80s, I said, do you remember what you preached that night? And all I had to say was that night. And he goes, I remember the scripture, but I don't remember what the content was. But we sat on a hill in the woods in Virginia, and they had a wooden cross made out of just hewn lumber, you know, still had the bark on it. And he had one kid up on the high hill just holding the light on that cross the entire time. And at the bottom of that cross was about 15 rocks and a whole bunch of wood stakes. A whole bunch of wood stakes. And when he gave that invitation, he said, and these are 3 points I'm going to talk about today. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to come forward tonight and pick up that stake and drive it in the ground at the foot of the cross. That I'm going to serve Jesus from this day forward. He said, if you have walked with God, but you walked away from God, and tonight, this morning, you want to come forward and drive that stake in the ground and say, today is the day I'm going to change. I'm going to start serving God. Number three, if there's an error in your life that you need repentance of, that you want to see the fullness of God, come forward tonight or today. Drive that in the ground. You've never seen it ever again in his ministry. 100% that were there came up and made a dedication. 150 kids, 100%. I've never seen anything like that since. Where 100% of everybody said, I'm going to make a change. And a point he said that really made sense to me is, you get back to school, you get back to your family, you're going to have problems. Things are going to happen. Remember what you did at the foot of the cross. Remember what you did that you said, I'm going to stake my claim and I'm going to serve God forever and ever. So if you'd all stand with me. And I'd like to pray for you before I turn it over back over to Ben. If you don't know, and if you, everybody can just close your eyes. And if you don't know Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and you say, today, I want to turn my life over to Jesus. Today is the day of my salvation. On Palm Sunday, just raise your hand. If you say, I used to serve God, but I'm not right now. I want to recommit my life to Christ today. And I want to be that guy that, and that lady that says, today I want to serve God the rest of my life. If you just lift your hand. You say there's some areas in my life that I need healing in. Physical healing, spiritual healing. There's a part of my life that I haven't served and turned over to God. Today I want to turn that over to you. We're going to pray. If you have your hand lifted up. Father God, we thank you for this morning, Lord. I pray for these ones that have their hand lifted. I pray for ones to come to know salvation, to know their Lord and Savior. I pray for ones that recommit their life to Jesus today. I pray that today is the day that they make that change. Pray for ones that have people in their and things in their life, their health, their finances, their marriage, their job, that they want to turn completely over to you. Pray for you to be King and Lord of that in their life today. We thank you for that in Jesus' name.